The Torah Kedosha, as it tells us in Parashas Bo, how Klal Yisrael should experience the first Seder in the history of Klal Yisrael. Torah says, "V'lakachtem agudas ezav." The Torah tells that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that we are to take a bundle of grass, "V'tavaltem b'dam hashem b'saf." We should dip that blood in the bowl that's in the bowl. And then we should take that blood, v'gatem al hamashkeif, we should put it on the doorpost, on the top, and on the side. And the pasuk continues, v'yelchu v'yas b'nei Yisrael kash etziv Hashem es Moshe v'aron kenosu. The Torah says that Klal Yisrael followed the instruction, and the Torah adds that not only did Klal Yisrael follow these instructions, Moshe and Aaron also followed these instructions. So, of course, the obvious question is, why would we think that Moshe and Aaron did not follow these instructions? Of course they followed the instructions, as the rest of Klal Yisrael were obligated to do. They were obligated to do. And in general, we need to understand what was the explanation for this entire avodah, this entire procedure with the blood and the grass. The Rambam, the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Medrash Rabbah, quotes the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Korban Pesach Halacha Beis that a Korban Pesach had to be brought specifically b'chabura as part of a group. As the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, Ein Shechtem as a Pesach al Yochid. We may not shecht the Korban Pesach just for an individual. That means even if there's an individual who's prepared to bring a Korban Pesach by himself and make sure that the entire, all the meat of that Korban Pesach will be consumed, an individual himself may not bring the Korban Pesach. And not only that, but when we look in Masechta Pesachim, the group that brings the Korban Pesach is called a Bnei Chabura, members of a group. Not like the words that are usually used of Shutfim, partners. Here it's referring to a group. What is the explanation behind that? So he says, when we speak about partners, when we speak about shutfim, the definition of shutfim is that you have partners joined together, but as the Mishnah in Masechta Temurah says in other places, hashutfim shechalku, partners could dissolve the partnership. The definition of a chabura is that we have a group that remains together. How does a group remain together? So the Torah HaKadosha teaches us, by v'lokachtem agudas ezav. If every person in the group considers himself less important than the next individual, he doesn't consider himself more important than the other individuals in group, but actually less insignificant than the other members of the group, that's how they be able to meld into a group. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed that they should take an agudas ezav, they should take grass that grows from the ground to signify that approach of us being prepared to be ready to do what our other group mates want, not to consider ourselves better than someone else. And not only did all of Klal Yisrael participate in this procedure of bringing the Korban Pesach, but the Torah HaKadosha says that even Moshe and Aaron, who were the clear leaders of Klal Yisrael, they recognized the importance of this group, this issue of all of us being together as one group, all of us being ready to live in harmony with every other individual. And he continues to say, we know that the Gemara and the Medrash teaches us that when Klal Yisrael came to Yam Suf, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halala Avodah Zarah, Halalu Avodah Zarah. That what is the difference between Klal Yisrael and the Mitzrim? Both of them are individuals who worship Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk says, Chabur Atzavim, even if Klal Yisrael is connected to Avodah Zarah, but if there's a chibur, if there's a connection amongst Klal Yisrael, then the fact that they're unfortunately worshipping Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm prepared to overlook. And that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, V'lekachtem Gudas Ezev. If you take this grass, if Klal Yisrael learns the lesson of the grass, what they could accomplish by joining into one group is V'yigatem Alamashkoiv. You can reach the highest levels of Avodas Hashem, provided that you are joined together, as a group. And in fact, the Sefer Megid Yosef explains that the Pasuk says that the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Aleph, Tana Rabbanan b'michsas melamich ena Pesach nishkar ela menuyav. Not only must the Pesach be brought as a group, but it has to be brought by individuals who register into the group. Yochel shachta b'di'eved kosher. If you didn't register, if you didn't pre-register, b'di'eved, it should be satisfactory. Tamalayma b'michsas t'chusa. Shana alav ha'kosov la'akiv. There's a concept that whenever the Torah speaks about a carbon, and the Torah says the same halacha, the same rule twice, what the Torah means to tell us that this is absolutely essential. And the Gemara in Masechta Brachos says, "Daf Chavav Aman Aleph, the Chisaron LaYichuli Manos." What is considered a problem that cannot be described, that's irreparable? Ze Shenimnav Chaver L'Dvar Mitzvah, somebody whose friends, whose colleagues, all join together to do a mitzvah, V'Loy Nimna Imohem. Says the Sifsei Chachamim. So what is if somebody didn't join in the group as the group originated? But as long as you ultimately join, shouldn't that be enough? Says the Sifsei Chachamim, no. Not only is it important to be part of a group, not only is it important to register and join the group, but it's critical to be part of the group from its very inception. And that's what makes Klal Yisrael so unique. And that's what makes Klal Yisrael worthy of being part of a nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is, of course, symbolized with the Korban Pesach, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over the Jewish homes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did already tremendous nisim for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim as we were preparing to leave Mitzrayim. And as the Pasuk says, V'layitein HaMashchis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not let any evil forces prevail over Klal Yisrael. And how was that accomplished? The way it was accomplished was by us being ready to be part of one group. By us being not only being part of the group, but registering on the group and showing the effort that we're ready to expend to be part of a group serving Hashem. When we all join in a group, then we are protected from all tzaris. And when we all join together in a group for Avodas Hashem, there is no ceiling, there is no height that we cannot climb in growing in Avodas Hashem.